Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. Let's start out with some non-CES news. The information sources say Meta halted development of a new OS for its VR and AR headsets after several years of development. Meta reportedly told staff it will keep using a modified version of Android for Oculus headsets. Walmart plans to expand its in-home delivery service from 6 million households to 30 million by the end of 2022, reaching about 70% of the U.S. population. The company plans to hire 3,000 full-time associate delivery drivers and build out an EV delivery fleet, although it did not specify an EV supplier. Germany's Federal Cartel Office ruled that Alphabet's Google business will be subject to additional oversight over the next 5 years, letting the regulator ban practices it deems anti-competitive. The FCO already began looking at how Google processes personal data, as well as its new showcase. The National Communications Authority of Ghana gave local ISP Celtel approval to invest $300 million into the Ghana Smart Cities project to provide national wireless internet coverage. Celtel plans to use technology in phones, workstations, and tablets manufactured by China's Hitech, a subsidiary of electronics conglomerate Haier, and routers and networking gear made by Cisco. And now let's get into the CES news, starting with chips. AMD introduced Ryzen 6000 mobile CPUs with a claimed 1.3 times faster processing, twice the gaming performance thanks to RDNA 2 graphics, and up to 24 hours of battery life. They also integrate the new Microsoft Pluton security chip and support Wi-Fi 6E, USB 4, PCI Express Gen 4, and HDMI 2.1. The first laptops with Ryzen 6000 will arrive in February. AMD also announced the Radeon RX 6000S range of GPUs for thin and light laptops with up to 100 frames per second performance coming throughout Q1. The entry-level RX 6500 XT desktop card gives you RDNA 2 graphics for $199 on sale January 19th. And AMD teased the Ryzen 7000 desktop chips on a 5-nanometer Zen 4 process, which will arrive in the second half of 2022. Not a lot of details on those yet, but they will support PCI Express 5 and DDR5. Intel's Mobileye announced the IQ Ultra system on a chip built on a 5-nanometer process and meant to handle level 4 autonomy that's self-driving under most conditions with cheaper, less power-hungry parts. It's coming in late 2023 and full production expected by 2025. Intel also announced 28 12th-gen mobile chips across gaming laptops, a new P-series that emphasizes battery life at 28 watts through 64 watts, U-series chips for thin and lights, and 4 for cheap laptops and Chromebooks. Intel claims the new 12th-gen mobile processors are 40% faster than the previous gen. Models support Thunderbolt 4 and Wi-Fi 6E. H-series mobile 12th-gen chips arrive in February. P and U-series are coming by the end of March. And Intel announced its 6-nanometer Arc discrete GPUs made by TSMC with support for hardware-accelerated ray tracing, variable ray shading, and mesh shaders. It uses the same driver package as Intel integrated GPUs. NVIDIA teased a new flagship called the RTX 3090 Ti, offering faster memory to the standard 3090 with up to 21 gigabits per second, and ups specs that Engadget estimates about a 12.5% increase across the board. NVIDIA saving a lot of details about this for later this month. NVIDIA also announced the RTX 3070 Ti and 3080 Ti with 1440p gaming at 100 and 120 frames per second, respectively. The 3070 and 3080 Ti's are coming to laptops February 1st. The RTX 3050 with ray tracing and DLSS support is coming January 27th for $250. Sony announced the follow-up to its PlayStation VR headset, creatively called the PlayStation VR 2. This will be an add-on to the PS5, use HDR OLED panels offering 2000 by 2040 pixels per eye with a 110-degree field of view, and support inside-out tracking. VR 2 will also feature haptic feedback and internal eye tracking as a control element for games. Sony also showed off the Vision S2, a concept electric SUV, able to seat 7. It features CMOS and LiDAR sensors for driver assistance, with Sony testing it in Europe for level 2 plus automation. There's also a time-of-flight sensor inside for driver authentication. The company also plans to create an operating company called Sony Mobility Inc. in the spring to explore entry into the EV market. L'Oreal announced the ColorSonic hair coloring device that promises to deliver the correct amount of color with a simple brush through your hair. You'll buy your hair color as a cartridge. It's launching in test batches at the end of this year, with widespread availability coming in 2023. No pricing was announced. Panasonic's Shiftall announced a pair of Steam VR goggles that use two 120Hz micro OLED displays, along with temperature-altering accessories to add cooling and heating effects. The Megane X headset weighs just 8.8 ounces, but does need to be tethered to a PC. It's coming this spring for about $900. Shiftall will also sell leg and hip trackers for $270 in the spring. There's also a Bluetooth vest for temperature immersion, and a $200 voice-suppressing microphone called MooTalk to keep the real-world sounds out and virtual-world sounds in. Dell announced Concept Polaris, a new take on an eGPU. It can hold a full-size graphics card, uses liquid cooling, comes with RGB lighting and improved cable management, and can be mounted vertically or horizontally. It connects over Thunderbolt 4. Dell wants customer feedback on the concept to inform a potential new eGPU product. Anker expanded its projector lineup, announcing the Nebula Cosmos Laser, available in 1080p or 4K capable versions for $1,599 and $2,199 respectively. Both are capable of up to 2400 lumens of brightness, run Android 10, and include integrated speakers. Unlike other Anker projectors, the 4K version doesn't have a built-in battery, you gotta connect it to the mains. Anker will launch a pre-purchase Kickstarter for both on January 11th. Qualcomm announced it's working with Microsoft to develop a customized Snapdragon chip to power AR glasses. The chip will support both Microsoft's Mesh mixed reality platform and Qualcomm Snapdragon Spaces XR development platform. Microsoft has used Qualcomm chips before in HoloLens headsets, and the two partnered on custom chips for the Surface Pro X. As part of its 2022 TV lineup, Hisense announced two TVs with mini LED backlighting. The U9H flagship series will offer a $3,199 75-inch set with up to 2,000 nits of peak brightness, quantum dot HDR, and support for variable refresh rates. The U8H series starts at $1,099 with 55, 65, and 75-inch models offering 1,500 nits of peak brightness. Samsung showed off the Home Hub at CES, its first standalone SmartThings smart home controller. This offers a vertical tablet with a similar interface to its smart fridges, with a home screen where users can pin favorite categories. It'll launch in South Korea in the first half of 2022, with no plans for a US release. And finally, Vivo announced the V23 and V23 Pro phones, which feature a color-changing exterior on the Sunshine Gold models that shifts to blue-green when in the sun for 30 seconds. The Pro offers a MediaTek Dimensity 1200 SoC and a 90Hz 1080p OLED panel starting at 3,890 rupees, that's about $520. The standard V23 uses a 90Hz LCD panel and a lower-end Dimensity 920 SoC starting at 29,990 rupees. Both initially launch in Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. Remember, for discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.